Hey y'all, welcome to Ramdino Hiking and the Appalachian Trail Podcast. I'm your host, Ramdino. Thanks for joining me to build the hiker community, support the AT Thru Hikers, and to hear about trail news, hiking gear, section hikes, trail personalities, and all things trail. For a video version of this podcast, check out my YouTube channel, Ramdino Roaming the Trail. Now, let's get to walking and talking trail.
Hey y'all, Ramdino here, coming at you again for another Appalachian Trail community news, thru hiker update, and information what's going on the trail. So thanks for joining me today. If you've come here to find out what's going on with all those things, with the Appalachian Trail and the thru hikers, you have definitely come to the right place. And this is January 1, 2022. I am pumped up about this season coming up.
Yep. I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Oh, yeah. That's right. If you don't tune in here every week, you're going to miss something that's going on. And if you don't get out on the trail, you're missing out on a great aspect in life. And I encourage you to get out there, hike, become part of the hiker community, tune in here, and just help me build the hiker community. So let's go on and find out what's going on with the thru hikers out there. So we have got a few folks that we are tracking that are on the ECT. Of course, the ECT, after a few trails in between it and the AT, it runs into the AT just short of Springer Mountain up there. So we got Outback. He is still hiking with Tank, and they are currently around the Paisley, Florida area. Finally made it through Orlando, and they are going to make a big push to get through the area of Lake Butler next week. Says they'll be out of Florida before you know it and on the Alabama Roadwalk. And then, of course, that's going to lead them into the Penhody. So no injuries so far, just a bunch of sore bodies. And that Florida trail is really tough. A lot of places you're walking water that's over your knees. So you're just staying wet the whole time. So that can be tough. He does say that hiker hunger has definitely kicked in. And then Tom Hopper, he is doing well. He started at Key West on December 26th, and he's made it about 60 miles. So by now, he has passed Marathon Key. He's having a good time, and he plans on leaving the Keys today, New Year's Day, and starting the Florida Trail. So that's awesome. Good to hear from you guys. Looking forward to when you get on the AT. So we still got a few folks out there that we're tracking from 2021 that are on the Appalachian Trail proper, and that is Bone Spur and his family of Panic Check and Runaway. So they are closing in on the end of their hike, so that's exciting for them. They are probably going to be finishing this coming week. I did speak to him earlier or communicate with him earlier, and he said that it's been very wet, but they are thankful for the warm temperatures that they've had so far over the past couple weeks. And then 2022 thru hikers. So this is awesome. Looking forward to them getting out there in earnest. So our first one out there, Anchor, he is signed in at Amicalia Falls State Park. He was number 12 on the sign-up sheet with a 27-pound trail weight pack. So that's awesome. And then I also noticed Dave Barge, who had originally signed up for our list. However, he's decided not to put out any social media. He is on the list, though, and he was number 11. So that's awesome for him. And then we've got Pacifier from the Old Ladies Hiking North channel. And she also started today on January 1st. So that is awesome. If you're a thru hiker out there, provide me a shot from the picture of the login book that you do down there. I'll be sure and remove anything that, you know, addresses and last names, things like that, that we don't want to get out there as public knowledge. But I am interested in pack weights and how many people started on a particular date. So I appreciate folks doing that. Typically, it depends on who is there monitoring that. Some don't want you to do it, but some allow you to do it just for the idea of having, you know, something from prosperity or posterity, whatever the word is, you know what I'm trying to say, is a keepsake. So in any case, I appreciate that if you could send those to me. And then if you're a thru hiker and you want to be included in my updates each week, then down below is a link where you can find that sign up form to be a part of that. If you're a one of the hiker community and you want to follow along and give attaboys to these thru hikers out there, then that list is down there below as well where you can find that spreadsheet. We have a few that are signed up that do not have any social media accounts. So go and check, make sure you got a social media account there if you want people to be able to correspond with you on the trail through your social media or keep you pumped up or give you an attaboy or an attagirl as you go up the trail. If you don't have that, and you ought to be able to fill it out, if you can't, send that information to me and I'll make sure we get that on there. So registrations of the ATC are up from our last discussion we had on that. So they are right now, no bows, we have 2,053, and that is up from 1,900 from our last update. And we've got 83 flip-floppers, that's up from 63. And we've got 55 SOBO that have signed up from 43. So our total that we have gained up from 2006, the last time we updated, we're up to 2,191 folks that have registered, and that will continue to climb. As folks go down there and you know, folks that aren't originally registered, when you get down to Amicola Falls State Park, if you register there, then the folks down there they will not insist, but they'll ask you if you'd like to register with the ATC, and they kind of steer you in that direction. It just helps for data. I think it helps more than anything for the Georgia Hiking Club down there that looks after the trail down there so that they know how many folks are registering and coming on at any particular time and what type of resources they're going to need. So again, I said we had 2,191. So compare that to 2021 at this same time, we had 1,934. And in 2020, we had 1,403. So we are up about 14% over last year. And we are maxed out for 3 days, one of those being February 22nd. And that's because so that people can have either on their bag tag, or they can have on their completion certificate 2/22/22. So I actually met a thru hiker that is going to be, that was on the Foothills Trails with me this past week. And she indicated that she was registered for that date, but she saw so many people that were on that date. And keep in mind that there may be anywhere from 10% to 20% folks that aren't even registered with the ATC that wind up on the trail. And so she just decided she did not want to be a part of that, all of that damage that many people traipsing through the trail at one time can do, nor all, you know, the shelters up there cannot hold that many. Obviously, there's areas around the shelter you can camp, but even the big area around Hawk Mountain Shelter, which is typically the first place people camp, it's about 8 miles from Springer. It can't handle those kind of inflows either. So she wisely decided that she was not going to use that date. She was going to go a little later, and so I think that's awesome. I think more people should do that. And then right now, we've got 128 folks that have registered on my hiker support list. So speaking of hiker support lists, there also are links down below for Trail Angel. So if you're a Trail Angel out there and you want hikers to be able to get in touch with you to get off trail in an emergency or get off trail for a shuttle that you may provide gratis, or if you know, they just need some help otherwise, then I have two different Trail Angel list. One of them is public and one of them is private. And the public one, here very soon, I'm going to be listing down below in the description section. The private one, I will only give those out to hikers that I know are through hikers and hikers that ask for that. So some trail news out there. We had a big announcement, and this happened on December 22nd from Amicola Falls State Park. According to ALDA, the Appalachian Long Distance Hikers Association, the 21st annual ADCO, which is the Appalachian Trail kickoff, will be happening on March 4th, 5th, and 6th, 2022 at Amicola Falls State Park and Lodge. So that is awesome. Basically what that is time for hikers to get together for the start of the hiker season. Of course, the hiker season's already started by the 1st of March, but a lot of folks come there. There'll be vendors, there'll be speakers, And what's more importantly, there'll be the hiking community there. You can camp. Of course, you could get a place at the lodge, or they'll have a place across from the visitor center where you can camp and folks get around the bonfire there and just have a good old time chatting and just talking trail and talking gear and just mainly being part of the hiker community with each other. So that is a great time. Highly recommend you try that out. And then Alda also, they put on two events that they mainly sponsor and at the beginning of the hiker season. That's the Southern Ruck and the Northern Ruck. So the Southern Ruck's January 14th through the 16th at Vogel State Park in Blairsville, Georgia. And the Northern Ruck is January 28th through the 30th, and that's at Bear's Den Hostel in Bluemont, Virginia. So both of those are just time for the trail community to get together. It could be people that are through hiking, could be old through hikers or through hiker alumni just to come out and hang out with the hiker community. So I'm excited about that. I have never been to those before, so I may pick one of those and go and hang out and see what it's all about. And then the best news that I've got out there, and that is it is the start of the 2022 thru-hiker season. Yeah! So that is awesome. That's the best news yet, and I know a lot of you folks feel the same way. So looking forward to following people on their hike and just helping support them and just bringing the community together and to support folks, and it's going to be a really great year. So my channel is I've got some videos coming up. So I've got the Foothills Trail that I just finished. Did part of it. Talk about that during the video. But that's coming up. I've got gear reviews coming up, hiker health videos coming up. Of course, I'll be doing section hikes all season, and I'll include those as I do them, and just lots of stuff that I've got planned for 2022. So 2021, it was a better year than 2020. I got this feeling that 2022 is just going to be even better. It's going to be a great, we're going to exponentially go up, and I'm just really looking forward to just a different year. So hopefully things will get straightened out and we can get out there and just get back to old times. Well, folks, that's all I've got. Have a happy new year and happy hiking in 2022. Appreciate you, and we'll see you out there.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode. Hope you got some great information out of it. Check out my YouTube channel, Ramdino Roaming the Trails, at the link in the show notes below to see what you may have missed. Subscribe to it and this podcast and do us a real big favor. Give us a good review. Feel free to send me any questions or comments, and if I don't have an answer, I'll make one up. I hope you're able to get out in the woods and go for a hike, and if so, we'll take the time to do it. Maybe take a friend, and if they're not a good friend, maybe get them lost. There's no better place to be lost than in the woods. Not important how long or how far you go, just go.